80 Unaccompanied Migrant Minors Found in Arizona Desert. By Bob Price on April 1, 2021. Tucson Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 80 unaccompanied alien children along with approximately 50 other migrant families in the Arizona desert. Human smugglers crossed the migrants in a section of the border that is secured only by vehicle barriers. Tucson Sector agents patrolling the border near San Miguel, Arizona, during the early morning hours of Wednesday, encountered a large group of migrants who illegally crossed the border. The group of more than 130 migrants crossed the border over an outdated section composed only of a vehicle barrier, a tweet from Tucson Sector Chief Patrol Agent John Modlin shows. Early this morning, over 130 illegal aliens surrendered to hashtag Border Patrol agents near San Miguel, Arizona after illegally crossing the border. More than 80 were unaccompanied minors. The group was provided masks and transported to hashtag Tucson for processing. At parizonapic.twitter.com/cm1n0vexbx. John R. Modlin, at U.S. BEP Chiefka, March 31, 2021. Within the group, agents identified more than 80 of the migrants as unaccompanied minors, the chief stated. The remaining 50 or more were family unit aliens, Tucson sector officials told Breitbart, Texas. Approximately 90% of the migrants came from Guatemala. The rest came from Honduras. Human smugglers continue to exploit sections of the Arizona/Mexico border that are secured only by outdated vehicle barriers like the one shown in the photo above. Note the Mexican roadway in the background that provides easy access to the barrier, allowing migrants to simply climb over or crawl under to enter the United States. President Joe Biden put plans to replace these outdated border barriers on hold when he took office on January 20, Breitbart, Texas reported. With the stroke of a pen, President Biden made this country less safe, Commissioner Morgan told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview. It's pure politics over public safety. The halting of contracted border wall contracts funded under congressional authorizations costs the American taxpayers millions of dollars per day, Breitbart's Randy Clark reported. Sources within U.S. Customs and Border Protection told Clark the expenditures are required for material orders already secured under the contracts, the cost of construction equipment sitting idle, and make safe projects to secure partially constructed areas. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.